listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks and On to Perfection at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, South Florida. This is Travis Morgan.
And Patrice Morgan.
And we are Next Gen Ministries, and we're excited about being on the air this morning. We want to let you know that this will be our last broadcast. We mentioned in the beginning that we would be on for 13 weeks. Then, if it was the Lord's will, we would continue beyond the 13 weeks. But we have come to find out that the Lord's will is for us to stop at 12 weeks.
Yes.
And to continue on doing ministry in a different fashion.
Yes.
You know, we always say that we want to be available for God. So yeah, whatever God has for us to do, we do. We move. It reminds me of the children of Israel when they're in the wilderness.
Yes.
They lived in tents. And whenever the cloud of pillar was up, yep, above the tent of meeting, yep, they knew to stay.
Right.
But when the cloud went down, it was time to pack up.
When it started to move.
And move forward to the promise.
Right.
So that's how we feel now. You know, God is doing so much wonderful things in this time.
Yes, he has.
And we're just trying to keep up. So, you know what? We appreciate the time that we had.
Yeah.
Because we know that many callers were listening. People called. We prayed for them. We're continuing to pray for them. My wife especially is continuing to pray for you guys. Amen. And you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes, it was a very exciting time to be able to come on the radio. And it was good because it's something that we got to do together.
Yes.
And just to declare the word of the Lord. So for me, it was encouraging. And just to hear some of you that called in to speak to you and to just to hear talk to you was encouraging to me.
Yes.
You know, just that was really good. So.
And our main topic has never changed.
Right.
The main topic is Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Anointed One.
Yeah.
God Almighty, the Lord, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, Jesus is God's name.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we say Jesus, we're calling out to God.
Yes.
We're saying, Lord, we know you personally. I know your name.
Right.
You have revealed your name. And now we call on that name, Jesus.
The name above all names.
The name above all names. What other names he's talking about?
Yeah.
I believe it's Jehovah Jireh,
yeah,
Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. He's saying that I have many titles and names that you could call me. But my personal name, the name above all names, is Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. That's my personal name. This is my saving name. This is who I am.
Yes.
I am Jesus.
Yes.
You know, and it's a blessing to know that name. That name causes so much things to happen.
Demons
tremble. Yep. Flee and tremble at that name.
Yes.
People are saved by that name.
Yokes are broken. Burdens destroyed.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Whew. People have been persecuted for that name.
Yes.
There's no other name under heaven that you see people have been persecuted for.
And put to death.
Put to death.
For that name.
Cut in half.
Yes.
Boiled in oil.
Yep.
Crucified upside down.
Yes.
For the name.
For the name.
That name is powerful. Never forget it.
Never.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's okay to go around and say any other name. You could say Muhammad. You could say Allah. You could say, Confucius.
Yep.
You could say
Buddha,
whoever. And things don't happen. But when you mention the name Jesus,
yep.
Oh, all ears go up,
yep.
Eyes open up, lights turn on.
Demons get angry.
People and demons get angry.
Yep, yep.
Or happy.
Yep.
Or praise God, you know. So
yep.
I want you to remember that. I want to remind you what God says in Isaiah 40. Continue. Anything to say?
No. Let's go ahead.
Isaiah 40, chapter 40, starting at verse 25, he says this. I love when God speaks to us and boasts about himself. I want you to remember this. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25, it says, to whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes. Lift your eyes on high. And behold, who has created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why say thou, O Jacob, and speak it, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the world, of the earth, fainteth not.
Right.
Neither is weary.
That's right.
There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary.
Yes.
And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Yes.
That's the word that God wants us to hear this morning, today. God is not weary. Haven't you heard about God? Haven't you read the stories in the Bible? Go further than that. Haven't you heard the testimonies from people in throughout your walking life?
Yes.
How God has delivered them, healed them from disease and sickness, how they had visions and dreams, how God touched them at night, how they got filled with the Holy Ghost. Haven't you heard?
Right.
Haven't you not known? This is the question God's asking. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
The same God.
He changed not.
And he's the one that gives strength to the weary. There always come a time in our life where we feel weary.
Yeah.
Burdened.
Yeah.
And we said we need something to boost us up.
Right.
And some of us, you know, go to the what? The bottle?
Right.
Drugs. Relationships with men and women.
The solution.
A solution.
Yes.
But God says, I am the solution.
Yes.
He gives strength to the faint.
Yes.
And to the weary.
Yes.
He does.
Yes. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. You know, and some people, they trust in their strength. They trust in their own devices. But they're going to faint and be weary.
Everybody's going to get tired at some point.
But they that wait upon the Lord, yes, shall renew their strength.
And that's what God wants us to know. He wants us to know that in your best day, a day is going to come where you're going to get tired. You might fail at something.
Yeah.
Something is not going to go the way that you plan it to go.
Right.
And that's common across the board. Everyone goes through these things.
Yes.
Everyone has trials and tribulations
it's
in your life.
To man.
Most of us on the radio right now, listen on the radio. If I ask you for a prayer request, you will have a list of things that you need prayer for.
Yes.
And that doesn't exclude the pastor, prophet, evangelist, or apostle.
Yes. right.
or just a regular saint on the pew.
Right.
All of us across the board living on this earth have trouble.
Right.
The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many.
Yes.
We go through so much trouble
yes.
on this earth. But God is saying, listen, whenever these things happen, there's a way out. You have to learn. We have to learn to hold on to God and not to get to faint
right.
because of fear. Not to draw back, cause our souls to draw back because of fear and because of circumstances.
Right.
These things, God has never lost control. These things are designed and ordered by God. He allows them to happen. It's because it's a test.
Yes.
It says, consider it, James, in James 1, it says, consider it all joy when you go through divers, temptations, and trials.
Yes.
Knowing that your faith is being tested.
Right.
And he's building patience in us. And he said this. He said, let patience have her perfect work.
Yes.
Don't draw back. Let go through the fire. Go through the water. God said he'll be there with us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I'm sucking this up because I'm thinking that, you know, we as people of God, we can say, you know what, this isn't working for me, you know, and we can say, I shouldn't be going through this, but it's common to man. God does it to perfect us,
right?
To make us strong in him.
Amen.
He wants to perfect us so we could minister to people.
Right.
We have to go through this. We could have a testimony.
Amen.
You know, and some
exactly.
people don't want to go through the storm. They don't want to push through it. But remember, God always makes a way of escape. The Bible said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy come in the morning. We just have to go through it,
you know?
And when we go through it, we'll come forth as pure gold. Isn't that the word of God?
Yes.
We just come forth, but we have to just push through it. And then when we go through it, we can encourage a brother or sister.
And right there, in 2 Corinthians, what we're saying is from the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and on, it says, blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
That's right.
By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
Right.
God has purpose for your trials, for my trials.
Yes.
God has purpose for the failures in our lives. Actually, our failures are never failures, just feedback.
Yes.
We learn lessons through things that we fell short in.
Yes.
We don't fail until we quit.
Right.
Now, and that's on us now. If we quit, we decide to fail.
Right.
But God said, if you hold on to me and you can continue to press forward, press towards a high calling, that you will always come up on top. And through the process of pressing, you will learn lessons and get feedback from things that you fell short in.
Yes.
And now you'll be able to turn around.
Yes.
The same God that comfort us through all these trials and tribulations, the God that comfort us through the process, now we could go turn around now and through him comfort someone else.
Yes.
And say, you know what, I've been through this, but I know the end of the story. If you hold on to Jesus Christ, you'll make it.
Exactly. And we know my favorite scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If we really believe that, we'll see our failures say, you know what? This is going to work together for my good.
Right.
Whether it's going to bring someone out and this testimony of what I failed at or what I feel is failure, it's going to bring strengthen my brother. But this is for the good of God.
Exactly.
It's going to work together for the good. I hold on to that scripture because that is the truth. And that is the truth.
Yes.
Yes. That's a mindset that we as Christians and people, children of God, need to have. It's okay if this is happening right now. This is feedback because this is going to work together.
Exactly.
To the called.
And you're right. It's a mindset.
Yes.
God wants us to put on the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
That's the mindset he wants us to have. The mind of Christ, the helmet of salvation. And that with that helmet on, there's no failure. We don't think failure.
Right.
Because failure deals with sin. We say, okay, I'm a sinner, so I don't have the right of the inheritance that God has for me.
The guilt and condemnation.
So you have guilt and condemnation. And when you mess up, you say, you know what? I messed up. I'm no good. I'll never make it.
Right.
But when you have that righteous mindset, the helmet of salvation, when you say, you know what? I'm thinking kingdom thoughts.
Right.
I know that I cannot fail. So this minor setback has to be a lesson.
Right.
And if I hold on to Jesus Christ, the King of the Kingdom, I will learn that lesson and come on top.
Amen.
Because we're more than conquerors in Christ.
That's why you see some people, they're going through stuff and they're worshiping God and thanking Him.
Right.
They're like, what's wrong with these people? They have that mindset.
They understand.
They understand that something good is going to come out of what they're going through. So they worship God. They have the right attitude in that situation.
Right.
And they always remember that God is for them.
Exactly.
So who can be against them? So they worship God and it's like, are you crazy? Yeah, they're crazy.
Crazy for Jesus.
They're crazy for Jesus. They got the right mindset.
Yes. You know? And we're talking from experience.
Yep.
Because separately as individuals, me and my wife have gone through levels.
Yeah.
Because we held on to God.
Right.
Together we have gone through levels. Because we held on to God.
Right.
And we're continuing to go through levels and holding on to God.
Exactly.
Because that's the key. That's the key to life.
Exactly.
Holding on to Jesus. It's not by power, our own power. It's not by might. But it's by the Spirit of God, says the Lord.
Yes.
His Spirit.
Yes.
If you have the Holy Ghost, that's the greatest treasure that we can have on this earth. Because God said that He will will it in us to do His good pleasure.
Exactly.
He will will it in us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is a comforter.
Yes.
When we go through trials, if you're out there now and you and your spouse are going through hard times, trouble, and you can't see a way out, and some days you feel like, you know what, if I get a divorce, who cares? I can't do this no more. Hold on.
Yes.
Give it to God. God said, whatever you commit to Him, He will keep.
Yes.
We need to learn to let go and let God.
Right.
God didn't need any help creating earth. God didn't need any help creating animals and naming them and all these good stuff. He needed no help making you.
Right.
So why do you think now He needs help fixing your issues or your problems? He doesn't need help. But what He needs you to do is to humble yourself.
Right.
Seek Him and pray.
Yes.
And then whatever you need in your life, He'll do.
That's right.
That's the key.
That's right. Amen. That's good what you said.
Keep your hands off of it.
Yeah, keep your hands off of it. Keep your mouth out of it. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. But you have to submit.
You have to submit to God.
Yes.
You have to know and ask yourself the question He's asking you. Haven't you not heard?
Right.
Haven't you not known?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
God, he don't get weary. He doesn't faint.
Right.
He doesn't take naps.
Right.
You know, He's always on the job.
Always.
And always willing to help a humble soul who is seeking Him.
And if you go to Him and you say, you know what, God, this is how I feel in this situation, but what do you say? What does your word say?
Exactly.
And that word will come and challenge you. And if you go with that word for every time, you will succeed.
Yep.
You will succeed.
Yes. He says in Isaiah 43, verse 2, it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. God is saying that you're going to go through the waters. We are going to go through it. The road to salvation, the road to everlasting life is straight and narrow.
Yes.
And in that road, there's high water, fire, trials, goodness, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
joy.
Joy. But at the same time, we're going to go through both.
Right.
There's no shortcut.
Right.
We can't go through the back door. We can't go on a roof, underneath, straight and narrow road.
Yeah.
And in that road, there's trials. But God said, I'll be there with you.
Right.
Fear not. I'll be there.
Right. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. God is willing to be there for us. He's ready to move stuff around and fix stuff if we let Him. It's so good. I mean, I'm meditating on, whew, I feel like shouting on what we're saying and the things that we're talking about now. I'm like, it's the truth. It is the truth. We have a God that's willing and able just to fix it. Just to fix it.
Fix everything. Yep. You know, he's the same God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I'm so excited what God has been doing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think that there's no hope left, that's when God shows up.
Right.
When we see things and we say, man, it seems like everywhere we look, people are in church or raising money. Somebody has a prophetic word, and but it's always linked to money, and sold this seed, and pastors are committing suicide at a high rate now.
Yeah.
And people are getting divorced. Leaders in church are getting divorced. And we say, man, what's going on? Is the church losing its hold? Is Jesus Christ losing it? And then boom, God shows up and says, I've never lost control.
Never.
He has never lost control. The church is a wonderful, wonderful thing. The body of Christ, baptized believers in Jesus Christ, the church.
Yes.
Is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes.
It's not an organization, but it's a living organism. It's the body of Christ. Christ is the head, and we are the body.
Right.
And I went to a service recently, about 3 weeks ago, and it was a great service. It was a youth service. It's called Rock. It's in West Palm Beach. And hundreds and hundreds of people were there. You know, not only youth, but they had, you know about this already, but I'm telling the listeners.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had, you know, teenagers and young adults and older people, you know, a mixture. And when the altar call came, and the people in the swarm of kids and people went up to the altar call, and the preacher said, if you want to receive the Holy Ghost, you're gonna get it today. And I've seen hundreds upon hundreds of young men and women, middle-aged women and men, older women and men, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
How do I know they're filled with the Holy Ghost? I heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God.
Yes.
It was like the book of Acts all over again.
Yes.
It was amazing. They were just speaking in tongues. People were crying out. People that don't even know about speaking in tongues, you know, and magnifying the Lord and lifting up Jesus Christ.
Right.
It was a wonderful scene. And God said it. He said in his word that in the last days, he's going to pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, and that your young men will prophesy, young ladies will prophesy, his servants will prophesy, and these things will happen.
Right.
And now we're seeing it live and direct.
Yes.
Live and direct.
Yes.
Another one, the guy that came last week to our church, a visitor. He came in because one of our brothers in Christ goes to school with him and say, hey, just come to the house of the Lord and just worship with me. He came out of respect, you know, and he sat down and he worshiped, lifted his hands, he praised God, you know, the best he knew how to. And when the end of the service, our pastor's wife called for an altar call. And we prayed with him.
Yes.
And we said, if you want to get filled today, God will fill you.
Sure did.
And then we asked him, he said, yes, I want to get filled. I don't have the Holy Ghost. I want to get filled. And we prayed and we asked him, have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ before? And he said, no. And we said, well, first, let's repent. Let's tell God how sorry you are. We are for living a life without Him, for not recognizing Him, and we prayed and repented, and He meant it, and we baptized Him in the name of Jesus Christ, and He came out the water, and it was amazing. This guy don't know anything about nothing.
Right.
The little he heard was enough.
Right.
He had mustard seed faith.
Right.
Because he heard a little bit, and God moved the mountains out of his life.
Yeah.
God filled him with the Holy Ghost. He came out that water. He couldn't even walk. He was so touched by God. It was amazing.
Yes.
And God wants to fill everyone listening who does not have the Holy Ghost. He wants to give you His Spirit. That's the answer to the problems. He said that He could do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what we may ask
or
think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
That power is not our power, but that's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Is he saying that the scripture that keeps coming to my mind is so true what you're saying? This is the last days, and mm-hmm. he is raising up a people.
Right.
It's Ephesians chapter 5 from 14 to 16, and it reads, "Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest.
Yes.
Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And we know that God has given us the strength.
Right.
He has given us the strength. He wants us to wake up. Like you said last week, we can't be sleeping giants anymore. He's filling people with the Holy Ghost. This is the last days. He said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And we're seeing it go forth. And he's raising up an army.
An army.
He's raising up his warriors.
Yes.
It's time. We're conquerors.
Yep.
That's the word of God. Yep. That's the word of God. So it's true what you're saying.
God wants us to have a relationship with him that passes just knowledge. Passes just reading the Bible, listening to preaching, and hoping that all things is going to be okay.
Right.
And having a mental idea of God. But God wants to make his home in you.
Right.
Supernaturally, not guessing and thinking because you cried or you felt good, but he wants to supernaturally live in you.
Right.
When things will happen in your life that you cannot explain, you'll pray a prayer, go to sleep, and get the answer in your dream
right
instantly. God is doing that in these days.
Yes,
he's doing
yes.
it, and we're seeing it increasing. I've never seen these things before, being honest. I have not seen it the way I'm seeing it now. God is real. I've experienced God. I have my testimony. But now I'm seeing God do things differently.
Right.
That's why we can't live in a box.
Nope.
We can't put God in a box. If we can't say, God do it this, he only does it this way.
That's not true.
Or only blesses this way.
Right.
God does what he wants to do. He does this. I've seen God do so much things lately that is blowing my mind. And I know that this is like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to encourage you guys, find a church, a Bible believing, Holy Ghost filled, baptized in the name of Jesus church.
Yes.
Because Jesus is God. Jesus is everything.
And he's coming soon.
And he's coming soon.
We got to be ready.
Yes.
Wake up.
Yes.
Yes.
Wake up. Wake up. Call us. 561-705-7830. Give us a call. Here's my cell phone number, 954-512-7972. Call. We will get you linked up into a church where the power of God is. Power. Not just talking. I'm talking about real power. People that don't know what they do. All they know is that we love God.
Yeah.
And when we move in the spirit, things happen. Can't explain it. I'm not going to try to explain it. We're not writing a book about it. We're
right.
just going to experience it together and give God the glory.
Right.
Trust me.
Yes.
Don't trust me. Trust the word.
Yes.
Trust the spirit of God. Come and call 561-705-7830 or 954-512-7972. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Call us.
Pray. Seek the Lord. See, what the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Call on him while he's near.
Get in the word. Yep. Seek the Lord. He's going to reveal himself to us. He's going to reveal himself to you and draw you closer. This is the times that we're living in.
Yep.
Wake up. We all have to wake up.
So that's it.
Yep.
We love you. We thank you for the 12 weeks. And may God bless you. And you will hear from us again in a different avenue or
event. Yes.
Praises to you.